As a summer without COVID-19 restrictions gets underway, people are resuming activities, large and small, that the pandemic had paused or postponed. VPR's Anna Van Dyne spoke with some Vermonters about how they're feeling.
After spending a quarter of his life in a pandemic, 4.5-year-old Fergus Welly got invited to a birthday party a few weeks ago. It was the first one he'd ever been to.
It was like we had to have candy instead of cake, and then we had cupcakes.
Those are the biggest cupcakes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Fergus's mom, Nikki, was feeling the effects of her second COVID vaccine that day, but she still took him.
You know, it was just like a whirlwind of an experience, you know, the feeling crummy from the vaccine that's going to allow us to do more of that kind of thing. It was really, really fascinating.
It's been 2 weeks and some change since Vermont's vaccination rate hit 80%, and Governor Phil Scott lifted all pandemic restrictions. Summer is in full swing, and people are doing things again. Some are returning to the office. Some are going on vacation to Maine or California. Some are going to the movies and spilling popcorn under the seats. Some are attending funerals or weddings or birthday parties where they're seeing their new nieces smile for the first time. One couple in Colchester told me they just made up for last Thanksgiving with turkey, cranberry sauce, everything, in June. For Kathy Carter of Milton, bingo nights are back. And in Milton, bingo night is every night, except for Mondays.
Monday nights are only good for laundry.
Kathy is a bingo caller. Some say she's the best in town. She continued calling throughout the pandemic, when bingo night was masked, distanced, and had capacity limits. All that's gone now, and she calls out numbers to a room full of people the same way she has for over a decade.
G59, we have bingo.
Feel like you can start talking with people again and being a little bit closer and not always being keeping your distance, and you know what I mean? Like just that sense of normalcy coming back. That's just a wonderful feeling.
That is a good bingo. Seeing no others. Game is goals. Pay $30 and 20 tickets and pay lucky ball.
A lot of the regulars stopped going to bingo night during the pandemic, but now they've returned.
And some people just, they come out and play bingo every night. It's what they do.
Kathy says that when people play bingo, they can forget about their troubles. Sonia Greeno does not play bingo. I meet her sitting on a chair outside her house in St. Albans, listening to a band play in the park nearby. She says the first thing she did after getting her vaccine was to walk down the street without a mask on, which felt good, but she's still apprehensive.
I went to the mobile station this morning before I went to work to get coffee, and there's no sign that says I need to wear a mask anymore. I still wore my mask. I was unsure.
After more than a year of the pandemic, something as ordinary as walking down the street might feel extraordinary, but something as mundane as going to the grocery store might still feel strange. It does for Sonia.
I used to touch my fruit, and there were old-fashioned ways to see if your fruit's ripe, if it's not ripe. I don't do that anymore. I take my chances. I put it in the cart. With my fingers are on it, I put it in the cart.
No more smelling the sweetness of pineapples or squeezing the soft skin of peaches. Missy Matisse and Mac Lacey are also being cautious. The couple lives together in Somerville, Massachusetts, and they were supposed to come to Vermont, where Mac grew up, for their wedding last spring, but they didn't. They originally pushed it back to this June, but in March, it didn't look like vaccination rates would be high enough. So they're waiting until 2022. They hope that by then, the pandemic will officially be over.
I know it's like a pandemic release and reunion, as well as our wedding, you know, at the same time.
The wedding is going to be at the Round Barn in Waitsfield, and the latest Save the Date cards have Waitsfield spelled wrong. But they laugh and say at this point, that kind of thing doesn't really matter.
Everyone's there and healthy, having a good time.
They say third time's the charm on the top. So everybody gets the vibe.
In the meantime, 4.5-year-old Fergus Welly of Middlesex has started having playdates again. And he's excited about taking swimming lessons this summer. And recently, he got to see his grandparents again.
Well, seeing them in person was better than phone calls. And so they could see me be bigger.
And he says in person is better because it's in person. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.